I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and this is your first time listening to the podcast. Welcome aboard. What, 163, it's a long time to start this one. Why this one? Go back and start at number 12. That's a good one. Hey, if it is your first time listening to it, what I do is I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest shares his name with American man whose last Twitter update was, I just purchased the entire series of The Office, but instead of showing episode by season, it shows all 194 episodes as being in season one. And then see screenshot. He's got a screenshot of it, which makes it challenging to find specific episodes. Can I get this fixed? Can you please welcome, it's David Quirk.
Holy gosh, that was a David Quirk.
Someone with your name.
Had he tagged anyone in the tweet for help?
No, just to his followers, to his 64 followers. How do I fix this?
Maybe like an at MBC. They do that.
Yeah. We're actually, I do know that David Quirk, and we're all part of a group that had that same issue with The Office. Yeah.
Our next guest has a hate account on Twitter in his honour with two tweets. The first being, Jackson B. Bailey is bad, and the second one being, sorry, this was too mean. Can you please welcome us, Jackson Bailey?
That account has such a weird story. So my Twitter account is All Dogs Are Dead, which is really hard to find, and I
just
get in trouble.
It's just a terrible thing,
and it makes me mad. But then we had somebody new join the company, and I find it very funny that my Twitter account is so unapproachable. And she was like, well, what if my Twitter account was at Jackson B. Bailey? So we made it as confusing as humanly possible for anyone who wanted to follow me to follow me. Mm. She got in trouble after some time. Well, it was kind of like a...
Was that Cass?
Yeah, that's Cass.
Yeah, so she was on
the show before, that's right. Yeah, it was a mutually assured, like, hey, look, let's change it back. That's a good idea. But I still refuse. And I'll never change, I like to think. Until it's brought up in a company-wide meeting.
Great.
That's
it
my rule.
It has come very close.
The fact is that our animator started running that mainly hate account just to make sure that we wouldn't lose the handle on the off chance.
Also joining us is a first-timer to the podcast. She's the only person on the internet with her name. Yes. But if you do type her name into Twitter, a quote of hers comes up which says, ribbing your dog for fun is morally wrong. Wise words indeed. Can you please welcome Zoe Bellotta?
Thank you.
Yes.
That's true.
It's nice to know that, because I think I'm one of two people in the world who has my name.
Yeah.
And it's really nice to know that the other one isn't on the internet.
That's true.
Who are they?
So mysterious.
And finally is a man who shares his name with a Maltese vet. Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Joel Zammit. Yay!
Yeah.
That's good.
He's doing his proud deal. Yeah. Fixing animals. What a hero.
Which is funny because a Maltese is an actual animal as well. So being a Maltese vet does make me
could
think
lead people
of
astray.
That's an animal.
They only work on one breed.
Now, Dave,
of dog.
You're in a bit of a disadvantage here because these three people know each other very well.
I know that. Well, I, not to cut in, but I just saw them all walk up and someone introduced me and said, here's the people you'll be podcasting with. This is out on the street.
Yeah.
They were together as a group. I've never seen this. Like a flock of podcasters. But yes, so yes, you were saying.
But that might even be to your benefit.
That's true.
I'd like to think so. I can't think why.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. All right, our first game today is called Social Media. Well, I'll read out a tweet by one of you four, or Instagram. Some people are on Instagram here.
Okay.
And if you think you know who wrote it, Buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. Mm-hmm. Cool. Can't guess for the ones that are about yourself.
If you do guess for the ones that are about yourself, but you don't think it's not you, do you lose points?
No, we don't lose points.
Okay, good.
But if you do get it wrong, the person who actually wrote the tweet, they get the point.
All right.
Yeah. So you cannot say a single word in this round and come away with 10 points if I just say all your tweets.
But I said, cool.
All right. Question one is this one. What I say, I love popcorn. What I mean, I love butter and salt. The popcorn is just a vessel.
Well, I think I have an inkling.
No.
Yes, Joel.
I think it might have been Zoe.
You are correct. Yes, that is Zoe there. A point there for Joel.
That's great.
You should just eat butter and salt.
And I feel like any food-related tweet, I'm going to have these two glaring down at me.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, you know who's a little fat girl, so...
You a popcorn fan, Dave?
Oh, I've been eating a bit of popcorn lately.
That's good.
That packeted stuff from the supermarket. So you've seen
the Cobs?
Yeah, Cobs.
Yeah.
Salt and sweetie one? No, more the lightly salted.
Sweet and salty,
I'm surprised how good it is.
Yeah.
It's good.
As a child, I grew up with icing sugar on my popcorn.
Me as well.
Yeah, but wasn't it crazy to find out that's not normal?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You've got two people in this room. Butter. You should do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say it's better, frankly.
You know, I'm excited to try it now.
Yeah, like it's nice, so good.
You know that Dorito dust, that kind of cheese thing? Yeah. I've had like popcorn with that.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. Couldn't find it for the longest time.
Do you remember in the early 2000s where popcorn stands were really popular?
No.
Not at all.
All right, so I...
Must
no,
have been a dream.
Fuck you. Did you
live in a cinema?
I just would go to the cinema quite frequently, and I was like, it's amazing.
Did your dad just set up a nice popcorn stall out the back?
That does sound like something my dad would do, but it just isn't what he did. No, when I was like 8 to 10,
yeah.
So in the early 2000 to 2002,
yeah.
That just popcorn stands, like they were the pre-boost juice fucking thing in all the plazas.
I just don't recall this.
You would get nacho cheese popcorn, you would get regular popcorn, and you would get salted caramel popcorn.
Is this the lying section of the...
No, it's fucking... That's such a prevalent memory.
So you think that at 8 years old, your memory is better than my memory, who at that time would have been 22. You're going to say...
Yes. Little 8... Because I can tell you for 100% true that... That's just where my friends made us hang out.
Okay. So Maybe there was one.
Yeah.
No, there just was so many.
It sounds like I guess we'll never know.
Maybe there's one and you saw it several times.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there was one.
Yeah.
There was one popcorn shop
there it is
next
again.
To a mirror shop. And so it looked like there were more.
There are so many possible options of what it is.
Question two. Is this the kind of zoo where you're allowed to kiss the lions? I ask, climbing to the lion enclosure, having already decided that it is.
Well.
Anyone want to buzz in? Who do you think?
I feel like you want to take that tweet. It doesn't help that I've forgotten both your names, gentlemen.
There's Joel and Jackson.
Joel and Jackson, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Though I have no grounds for this, I feel like it's a Jackson thing.
You are correct, Dave.
Do
I follow you on something?
Maybe. Yeah, I'm not all dogs are dead. I'm handsome Dan as well.
Jackson and
Joel.
And sorry, Zoe. Joel.
Right. Also, and Zoe. go with Zammit, if that helps.
The Zammit should work. I know some Zammit. Yeah. Can we just edit that a bit out? Yes, did I get that right?
You got it right.
Well done.
Life's good today.
Question three. It's very cute that Uber Eats provided me with two sets of cutlery, like I'm not a fat savage who eats with his hands.
Jackson.
Yes, Jackson.
Damn it.
Yes, you're correct. That was Joel.
Yeah.
I don't remember you doing that.
Yeah, I'm a little fat girl.
I think I remember watching him have that situation and then tweet. I think I was there for every step of that tweet.
The words fat savage don't get put together enough, I don't think.
It's evocative. I'll give him that.
It's an oxymoron as well.
It was a curry for those who are wondering.
With your hands.
Yeah. I've seen you eat a curry with your hands wearing white gloves. Sometimes I still think about that and get mildly nauseous.
Like a person moving a piano. Yeah, those gloves. Yeah, right. Weird.
Question four. I've had weird hours of white and nerdy stuck in my head since September 12, 2006.
David.
Yes, David.
Zoe.
You are correct.
Yeah. You're good at
this. I'm good at eating new people.
Yeah. You're just figuring it out.
I was just getting vibes off all these bits of information. But
putting it together, champion.
And I won't lie, I reckon I could have got the last one, but I didn't want to be mean.
That's fair. You're like, who though am you I guys are about the same size,
I just thought something screaming Joel. Yeah, about this last.
So you would have been 13, 14 then, if the last thing?
Yeah. I would have been in my final year of primary school.
That's when Weird Al is at his strongest.
It's true.
Yeah.
Is that true? What? What do you mean? In a person,
physically strong.
When you're in primary school, you think Weird Al is the best thing in the world.
Yeah. Meeting someone—that's true. Like our age, which I know vary, but meeting someone in this bracket and finding out Weird Al is their favorite musician would be such a shock. You would be immediately on the off foot. Like, who is this person?
Do you want to know some Weird Al news?
I would love to.
Uh-huh. He is refusing now to play "Eat It" or "Fat" in his sets out of respect to the victims of Michael Jackson.
Oh wow!
Cool. But come on, we knew Michael Jackson was doing that for years.
Yes. Yeah.
Like
Weird Al doing it now.
Were you on the episode where I mentioned this? It was a live one at Some Velvet Morning. I mentioned that I don't like Michael Jackson because he was a child molester.
This is pre Netflix.
This is
special.
pre the thing. And I got the person who owned the bar write an email to me saying, "No, he's not. This is all some truth." He was a Michael Jackson truther.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gosh.
Like a denier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I'd say denier or not truther.
Just didn't believe it.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I would say
I do agree with you. I thought, didn't we all know this a little bit anyway?
Yeah.
We knew about R. Kelly as well. We just kind of chose to ignore it.
Yeah.
I watched Space Jam the other day with my kids for the first time.
It starts
the entire...
I know.
I believe I can fly. Start Space Jam. Yeah. So now with Space Jam 2, I want to know if they're going to... Do the same
that's
thing.
That's true. Mm. I forgot Space Jam 2 was happening. It's so
LeBron
exciting.
James.
Who's that for? Us.
Yeah.
Everyone in everyone in this room right now.
Question 5. I'm more fun on Instagram. Who wrote that?
I feel like that would be Dave because it just doesn't sound like
Zoe says too. Dave. You are correct, Zoe. That was Dave. Yes.
It's too concise.
It said everything it needed to. Yeah. It's so good.
And it's true as well, by the way. I am more fun.
And that was not on Twitter. That was on Facebook.
Facebook, yes. I haven't been using Twitter lately, have I?
Really?
When is that lately? The last 2 years?
I think Fringe 2018 was the last time you used it.
Because you've been looking.
Yeah, I looked today. No, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for months. Come on.
No, change that. Yeah,
one's going to drop. Question 6. Reality TV shows that no one wants but I keep pitching. 1. Raw Dogged by Wolfman. 2. Teen Pirate Mum. 3. My Horny Nightmare. 4. Survivor, but we release a whole bunch of sick rats on the island and see what happens. 5. The People versus Rat Survivor.
Okay,
This is easy.
Zoe is correct, yes. Point there for Zoe.
I really, that tweet is...
Your tweets are apocalyptic themed or like lists you want, sorry. Banging the table in frustration.
All of my
or
tweets follow...
Or rats.
Such a rat.
I'm so obviously formulaic and I'm always shocked when a tweet does well. I'm like, have you people not figured me out? Have you not figured out how... There's just no effort. The only part I like about that is the People v. Rat Survivor. The first two entries in the list of three entries, not that funny. People vs. Rat Survivor. I would kill for that court case.
Question 7. I am regular footed.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Zoe?
Joel saying Zoe? Yeah. No, that was David Quirk there.
That's particularly funny to me because I was just about to say, though I am more fun on Instagram than Facebook by far, my Instagram has almost solely become about me skateboarding. And so it's probably a lot less fun. Even to skateboard. So it's really not fun. And the regular footage is sort of tech speak within skateboarding. So it's amazing you said Zoe. Yeah. I love that.
So the other
it's
one.
It's nice to know that you think I have regular things.
Well, it just seems like the kind of nonsense any one of us could have pulled out.
You've got regular.
Look, you did it well. You looked puzzled. So I was like, well.
That was just me doing a bit of acting.
It was beautiful. Yeah, it threw me. Because I was like, I don't. And then, well, it was good.
Thank you.
But I could have pictured any one of us taking a photo of our feet with that. I'm regular.
It's so regular.
And like, I guess.
So is the alternative goofy footed? Is that the alternative?
It is. It's a bit...
Is that from... I know that from California Games,
I think. Look, I'm actually writing... I think I'm trying to write something about skateboarding being the Olympics. I'd like to try and write a thing.
Are you for or against?
I wouldn't say I'm for. That would be a far too stronger argument. But I'm interested in looking at it overall. But I've realised, even just talking about regular footed or aka natural. So if you ride a skateboard or a surfboard or a snowboard a certain way, if you, with your left foot forward, you're regular footed or natural. If you're the other way, right foot forward, you're goofy. Right? I don't know. It's just a thing. Everyone accepts it. No one cares. But I've looked at the language for what they're going to have to do now that skateboarding is going to be in the Olympics. I don't know if they're going to be able to even use a simple, dumb term like goofy.
They can't use goofy?
Well, I don't know, but there's a trick called, there's a brilliant trick called a gay twist from the 80s. It's like a vertical trick.
Yeah.
It's when you do a spin, basically, and you grab it one way. It's called a gay twist. It's just been what it's called. I don't know why it was called that. I know who invented it, but I don't know why. If you grab it with your other hand, it was called a les twist.
Okay.
Les and gay. It's no one even laughs about it anymore. It's just like, oh, it's a dumb, it's probably a dumb name.
Not even
a cool name. But I saw Tony Hawk commentate on some thing the other day, and a girl did a les twist, what we'd all call a les twist, and he said there's a cab melon grab, right, which is what the technical breakdown of the trick is. And I thought, did Tony Hawk just screw the name of that trick up?
Yeah.
So I thought, no, I know what's happened. He's looking at the language.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think that's interesting. Like, goofy's probably offensive to someone somewhere.
Cab melon grab is just a great selection of words. What about for surfboards? Can we still rub sex wax on our surfboards?
No, well, surfing's in the Olympics now. They probably will have to say beep wax or something. Yeah.
Oh. What's a sex wax?
Sex wax is what you rub on your board so you don't slip.
Why is it called sex wax?
Just the brand name?
That's all it is, yeah.
No, that's slightly disappointing.
Yeah, you can see that there are three very unfit people sitting on one side of the table.
Yes. My friend for a short time, probably, I don't know, he was a sponsor, he was a skater who was sponsored, but like inline skating, not your skateboarding you, David.
I've dabbled, sadly.
He got to, you know, design his own wheels.
Right,
like that was the thing, and he called them the Hoochie Mummers.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure if that's still going to be allowed.
Well, inline skating doesn't have to worry about it because it's not going to be in the Olympics. But
all right,
I wish it would though, and skateboarding wasn't, but it doesn't work that way. Skateboarding's popular. Nah. Sorry.
Question 8: funerals are just family reunions minus one.
Nice.
Zoe. Who said Zoe? Yes. Joel? Zoe?
That's
yes, you are correct.
So
yes,
funny.
There for Joel. Yes.
How have I never seen that tweet of yours? That's hilarious.
I tweeted it while I was at a funeral. Hey, well.
It's very, very good.
Wow.
Good. Question 9. Why are some people getting all salty over a character's breast size in video games? There has never been a better time in human history where you can see a titty. All you have to do is Google tit brackets non-bird, you big old horny idiots.
Joel Zammett.
You are correct, Zoe. That was Joel Zammett there.
Yeah. Yes. People are so mad at Tifa, a Final Fantasy character. And it's incredible. And I do not understand how people are so equally dumb and horny.
It is baffling. Yeah. It's so easy to see a titty.
Yeah.
It's never... We live in the golden age of titty viewing.
It's actually harder not to.
Yeah,
if you're on the internet, yeah.
Ah.
Well, that's why you got to send nudes out into the world to make it a bit of a challenge. it's too easy to see titties. Want to just, upset some women.
And our last question for the round... supportively holding my wife's hand as she gives birth, quietly hoping it doesn't come out as a boss baby.
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Oh, no.
Jackson?
You are correct. Oh, yes. No.
Do you have a child?
No.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. No, but he wouldn't have a child. He said it,
no one would breed with that idiot.
Yeah.
Nobody's
getting on that. It's true.
It's like I've been ganged up on this
Don't worry, because I'm going to read the scores out. You might be surprised.
Oh, well, look,
the scores are, at the end of round one, Jackson on 1 point.
Yes.
Joel on 2 points. Zoe on 3 points. In the lead on 4 points is David Quirk.
Yeah. It's rare. Oh. It's rare.
Have you won before?
No.
You may very well. Collectively, we are not very clever.
This round is called Yearbook. Now, in this round, we go back in time and talk about those moments that have stayed with us. And today we're talking about a young Joel Zammett. And when Joel was in primary school,
yes,
he teased a boy.
Yes.
Along with his fellow classmates.
Sure.
Yep.
And now that he thinks back on it, he still believes the boy utterly deserved it.
100%.
Great.
I have no regrets.
But what did this boy do?
Okay.
Was it A, the boy came to school with a Nike swoosh shaved into the side of his head?
Oh, boy.
Was it B, the boy used an old Domino's pizza box as his pencil case? Or was it C, the boy came to school with mascara on his peach fuzz moustache, but after recess, when he'd been running around, it ran and streaked down to his chin.
Oh, my God.
Now, one of these is true. You ask him as many questions and try and get the truth out of him.
All three of us can ask?
Yes, but bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong because he wants your points.
Of course.
You don't have to answer all together. You can answer A, B, C, whatever.
Can I just quickly start off by clarifying that last bizarre thing?
Yes.
Once more.
Mascara. On his little peach fuzz.
Yeah.
And after running around, it streaked down to his chin.
Did it give him like a Fu Manchu?
A little bit. It was great.
Okay.
So he was, he'd obviously darkened, just on that, he'd darkened it to sort of look a bit more like I've got a real mustache.
Yes. Well, Lukey, lovely little Lukey, like a light kind of brown hair. Look, it's kind of sad because I went to a high school with him as well and I found out that he had like extremely low testosterone.
Oh.
And so for a while he had to actually take testosterone. But I used to love it because like, guys, you're just like jerking off and you got all this cleanup. I do it, I get the feeling, no mess. And I'm like, that's great.
What?
Still.
But cum's pretty good too.
You know? But no.
Seems just kind of like chewing and not swallowing.
But yeah, he actually still to that like, you know, kind of high school, he had no beard, like no chin or that, but he had a little shitty peach fuzz that was there and stuck there for like...
Did it look good before it ran?
Like, we were all a little bit sus.
Yeah, okay.
So
This was in high school, why was he running during recess?
No, this was in primary.
Oh. In primary school?
Yeah, like grade six.
So primary school, he was growing some form of...
It was
of...
a little tiny, little, like, you know, little
But he was
tiny.
Like,
did you... how epic was
fuzz?
This boy?
Not.
Did you call it peach fuzz or bum fluff?
I were peach fuzz.
Bum fluff.
We called it bum fluff.
Yeah.
For me, I think it was different. Peach fuzz was, like, softer. Bum fluff was wiry.
Oh, okay.
I think we made a distinction for some reason.
Yes. Sounds like... bum fluff is just a normal facial hair too.
I currently have bum fluff on my chin.
Yeah.
And on my bum.
Interesting. I was really on board with that whole story until this primary school.
Yeah, that seems thing. No primary school kid wants a mustache.
Did you tease him, you and your friends teased him before it ran, or
well,
just
no,
or it's like we love it, and
we're
and
dumb kids,
ran, he's like, hey, man.
And we're just like, man, he's puberty first, guy looks kind of nice with a mustache, but then he ran around because we're playing like you know footy or whatever,
okay.
And it's just like, you dickhead.
Where do you get the mascara from?
His sister.
Oh.
Okay,
so you look like an idiot anyway, but now you look really stupid.
No, well, it's more like you look great because you know mustaches are sick, but you look dumb now.
Was it the kind of thing where you were like the humor came from? You're like, your lie has been undone.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I just,
I'm
just trying to figure out like how peach fuzz, how would you get mascara on that?
Like
I know that it would be with the fucking wand.
The wand.
But I just think technically it would be too difficult
again,
to not do it.
It's not
like have just lines of mascara on your face.
I reckon I could do that. I can pull it off. I might try it tonight.
Again, we were dumb kids.
All right, let's explore the Nike swoosh.
Yes.
Because we've spent a lot of time on the mustache.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I agree, there are inconsistencies.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let's explore this. Was it one side of the head?
No,
or
it was
both.
But one was worse.
Okay.
That rules.
Was it because it seems like when you were in primary school still?
Yes.
Seems like when you were in primary school, the shaved side of the head thing wouldn't have been as prevalent.
Okay.
So...
What year was this? Can I ask?
So,
if you can count back.
I think it was about 1996.
Okay.
So I was trying to work out in my head when it was as well. And I think, I graduated in like high school 2004.
Mm.
So I want to say grade 6 was 96.
Okay.
And I think that was around about the time the Olympics. Is that my math work?
No, that would have been 98.
Damn, I'm stupid. I'm stupid as shit.
You've humiliated yourself.
If you graduated
in 2000.
Yeah, but no, if you graduated in 2004, did you say?
2004, I graduated.
So 6 years of high school.
Yeah, go back to...
So it was, so it was 98?
98.
Yeah. All right, so I think it must have been then the, like, I know it was, like, around a game.
So 98
so
is still a brand.
It could have been the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah.
The other 2 years.
Oh, so, yeah, I think it was a Commonwealth Games kind of thing, and obviously...
I'm trying to help
this
you.
The Nike swoosh
Braden,
would not
you
be that
idiot.
Hard.
Oh, God, it was great. Yeah,
no,
like,
I can understand a young kid doing shaving in the side of the
head. Did it seem professionally done? Or by
it seems like he went to a hairdresser who didn't quite know what they were doing.
Oh, okay.
And also because this kid, like, he was a bit tough. Like, we all kind of were. He wasn't the sporty type,
so,
and that made it even
the hairdresser's
better.
Trying to go, you sure you don't want Adidas? Adidas is a lot easier to do.
So it's just three lines.
Three lines, yeah.
This is like, so one was fine, one was not great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so he had them both on
both sides.
Two sides.
Were they mirrored, or were they...
It were mirrored.
Oh, okay, that kind of makes it better.
Yeah.
Well, it helps, doesn't it? But then if you look at it from one side...
One's backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is frustrating.
The pizza box...
Yes.
...was... you remember that, of course.
Yes.
was that... I mean, like an unused pizza box, like, do you think?
It comes from because the dad... You know how, like, kids, we love to lie and be like, my dad's the king of Nintendo.
Yeah.
And so this guy was like, my dad runs a pizza shop. Good lie.
Can we know it's a lie? Flex. That's a very reasonable thing to say. Yeah. It's true. That's happened
but
to
then
kids.
Like, we were like, no, it's not. Blah, blah, blah. But then he's like, oh, prove it. And so he bought this, like, used Domino's. Because he's like, yeah, my dad owns, you know, the Domino's in wherever we were. And it was just like... No.
It was you.
Why would we believe that?
We did believe this. Okay. But then we find out that because his father had fallen on bad times and was just delivering pizzas.
Oh. I hope this one's true.
So Dave asked a question.
This is a story of woe, no doubt.
Yeah.
But he could have, even in his lowly position, his father still got a brand new pizza box. Couldn't
he? Could.
He could find that in his...
I feel like Dom has...
He could steal a pizza box at the
shop before he goes on delivery.
He could have.
But in your saying, no, that's not what happened. He indeed...
Well, I guess...
Also, why would the father even be eating Domino's pizza? Why would he have a used box?
Because Domino's is delicious.
No, it's definitely not this.
But I want it to be this.
It's definitely not this one.
But if Zaman did... Like, I know
if it is, I'll be angry.
Yeah. Please let it be this
Who
one.
Will you be angry with?
Me. Me.
Mm.
Because otherwise it's an amazing story / lie.
It is.
What do people think?
Yeah,
what
I think I'm going to put my money on pizza box solely for... I know eventually you believed the kid, but it's so easy to imagine a whole bunch of primary school kids not believing the kid at the same time. Yeah. My dad owns a pizza place.
No, he doesn't.
Shut up. That's just kid. And that's so funny to me. So I'm going to go with the pizza box.
Jackson Loxing B.
I'm going to go with the swoosh because I just don't think you can get mascara on peach fuzz.
Nike swoosh for Zoe. Mm. And David.
Yeah, despite all I've said, I actually think it might be the pizza one as well.
You think B as well?
No, because why? I just changed my mind because I just thought,
yeah,
just thought about the legitimacy of, I thought what would kids tease someone over?
Yeah,
sadly, what I can't back is that you think you're still right in terms of this thought.
Yeah, none of these.
But the more I know you, Joel, I feel like you're the kind of guy that might have teased a poor boy. No, I'm joking. But I'm partially joking. But I'm going to go with pizza as well.
You're going to say pizza? The correct answer was A, Nike swoosh.
Woo! Oh, yes. Well done.
So dumb. What an idiot.
Yeah. You were right to tease the boy.
The majority went for it, didn't we, Jason?
Yeah. What were you teasing about? Just...
It was so poorly done.
And also,
a Nike swoosh.
It was a twofer, really. So it was A, the quality of the craftsmanship, which was not good. And like, who are you? You're a 12-year-old little dumpy boy.
I'd bully a 12-year-old boy now.
it's obvious now.
98, we're still coming out of this whole, the worst thing to do in the world is to sell out. So to have a corporation on you, I get it.
Yeah. Oh, look.
I get it, but at the same
time... No, that was never crossing our minds. It was lame.
Yeah, sure. It was too simple, that one. That's why I didn't go for it.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
It almost checked out too much.
And listeners of the show would know that last week I... did a
the pizza box thing.
No, I did a kid using a sauce bottle as a drink bottle at their school, and now I did pizza box as a pencil case. I'm really
You just look around your kid's room when you're writing stuff.
Yes, my kid's rooms have
pizza boxes
sauce bottles.
I went to the gym once and there was a guy drinking water out of a wine bottle.
That rolls.
Yeah, or was it just wine?
At the gym? That's cool.
It might have just been wine. I don't know.
It's the only way to get to the gym.
A lovely Greek man just doing weights and knocking back a bottle of wine.
Yeah. A Shiraz. Yeah.
At the end of the round, the scores are Jackson still on 1 point. Zoe on 4 points. Dave on 4 points. And also on 4 points is Joel. Yeah. Yes.
Hell yeah.
So three-way tie. Winners except Jackson.
Who's a big loser.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever won. I feel like I'm always on one or zero.
Just end it with, I don't think I've ever won.
This round is called Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Now in this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. You can ask them as many questions as you want, but bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong because they will get your point. Yep. So to Joel. Now, Zoe's mum once had a letter written about her printed in the newspaper saying she was swearing and had started fights in front of the local Catholic primary school. Yeah or nah?
Four. So your mum got in a fight?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, you know my mum. No, so you know my mum. You know how she likes to go Brunswick. So my mum grew up like two streets from here, but then moved to the suburbiest suburb of Eltham, and it was so paranoid that people were constantly out to get her. So for the first like 6 years of us living there, whenever someone would say hi, because it's that kind of town, she'd be like, "What do you want?" So she got into a fight at the front of the local primary school because Ari and I had gotten in trouble for like. Oh, Ari's my younger brother, by the way. We'd gotten in trouble for, like, skipping school or water balloons or something. Something
yeah,
no. Kids do.
Classic kid.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So, okay, sorry. My nan lives behind the school. So you know how the crazy one lives behind my primary school?
Yeah, sure.
So the crazy one would come and bring us snacks, which wasn't allowed. So every day Ari and I would get snacks and the other mums were getting salty because we would get hot food and their kids would get jealous.
Okay.
And so then one of the mums brought it up to my mum and my mum was like, "Don't you fucking talk about my kids that way," and then just started yelling at her. And that's my mum.
Look, I've met your mum. Yes. Yeah. Wholeheartedly believe.
Right. Was it a physical altercation?
No.
No, just a verbal,
verbal smackdown.
Yeah. Imagine if it was physical, it'd be wild, wouldn't it?
Mum fight, that would be so good. I'd be so much more proud of her than her just yelling over hot chips.
So you think, yes, it was in the
paper. Can imagine your mum yelling.
Yeah.
And swear your mum probably yelled at me at one point. Yeah.
You are correct. Yes, the point there
that's
for
great.
Joel.
Was I allowed to talk during that?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Everyone's allowed to talk.
But only one person can answer.
Only one person can get the point. All right. So you can help him there. So your mum. So a letter in the paper, though.
Yes.
Like the Herald Sun or the Age
no, the
or
local paper.
So the Eltham Leader.
The Age would have called front page news.
Mama Bellotta at it again.
No, so that actually did happen. Obviously, it didn't. But we got written up because I had bullied a girl. And
hell yeah, bullying up bullying.
I'm sensing a thing. Yeah.
I had been written up for bullying, and my mum came in. And she was like, "Why'd you get written up for bullying, Zoe?" And I was like, I told this girl that God didn't exist.
At a Catholic school?
No, not a Catholic school. Okay. Just to a Catholic girl.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
And the very Catholic mother of this girl had heard all of this as well. And my mum, who is a militant atheist, went, and then the other mum got really mad and pulled my mum outside and started yelling at my mum and just, like, verbally smackdowning my mum. And my mum was like, "Nah, this is kind of ridiculous." And the other mum was like, "Your daughter's a saint and your daughter's going to go to hell." And my mum was like, "Cool, whatever." Like, just kind of was like, "Shut the fuck up." And then the next week, mum had been written up in the local paper by the woman herself saying that my mum was swearing
amazing.
And
so
causing
great.
A scene.
Wow.
But weirdly enough, my best friend ended up living next to this crazy woman and she also got written up in the paper.
I can
go-to
move.
Yeah. To go-to thing, you're right to the local. The local paper's thumbs up, thumbs down section.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's a good shame.
Yeah.
What's hot? What's not?
What's going on in Eltham?
Okay, now to Zoe. Now, Jackson was on a train late one night when a guy started up a conversation with him.
Yeah.
The guy was cutting up cheese with a fish filleting knife and telling Jackson how to get high from denim. When Jackson got off the train, the guy followed him and kept talking. Jackson tried to ignore him when the guy got very angry and threw the rest of the block of cheese at Jackson's head and then screamed, "You just ruined my cheese." This is when Jackson started running. Yeah or nah?
I was there up until the running bit.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, a fella with a filleting knife had just thrown a block of cheese in my head. So I thought, maybe I should get out of here. I don't know.
Can you describe a filleting knife for us?
Oh, well, I don't. It was just, it looked like what I assume a fish filleting knife is.
Yeah.
Like one of those long curved knives with like kind of like serrated blades kind of angling down. And that's what made it so baffling. Obviously, it's baffling when a man on the train pulls out a block of Colby cheese. Mm-hmm. But then when they pull out
that's
a fish...
You know it's Colby.
I remember it very distinctly. And then pulls out a fish filleting knife, and I'm like, well, it's surely easier to get a regular knife. And then he sliced the cheese and started eating it.
So how do you get high from denim?
You boil it and you inhale the fumes. He told me this as though he was letting me in on the world's greatest secret. I think because I didn't want to look at him and I was looking at my pants and he was like, you can get high from denim. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, and denim's easy to get. I was like, what are you talking about?
That's awesome.
About? Yeah. And he was like, you just collect it, cut it into strips, put it in. And I think he implied, it was a while ago, so I don't really recall. He implied that like the vapors that rise from the denim you can inhale for a sweet denim high.
Can you reuse the denim over and over? Like, is it infinity high?
Well, no, because I don't know. I was going to be like, no, because I have to see what's got to do with the dye of the pants. I don't know. Maybe.
So you didn't try.
I have yet to boil my jeans.
I'm super excited to go home and boil some jeans.
See what I get from it. Poisoned.
Levi's 420. Yeah.
To the strain.
Yeah.
And he followed me all the way to Hurstbridge.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I was
that's a bad place to...
Oh, yeah. It was real bad to be on the train with this guy.
Was that still the end of the line?
Yeah, that was the end of the... Because he was from the city to Hurstbridge.
When you say he followed you, he was on the train.
He was on the train across from me, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm chatting to a
crazy
man.
That's technically not following you, if he's just sitting
on the same
carriage.
Well, he followed me out of the train.
Well, yeah. Because once again, it's also the end of the line, so you have to get off the train at that point.
Well, but I was like, oh, he's just on the train. He'll get off. He'll get off. And then we hit, like, Eltham, and I'm like, oh, no. He's coming with... and then he got off.
When
and
you
I
ride
ran
a train, just when you ride a train, Jackson, do you sort of look at all the other people on the carriage and just think, look at all these people following me? Like, is that your ego right there?
They're all following.
What have they got their own?
What do they want from me?
What weak
Who
sheep?
Leave me alone!
Oh, you're all going to Hurstbridge too, are you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Real life,
right? Get your own ideas.
What do you think, Zoe? Yeah or nah?
Nah. You... The idea of him running astounds me.
So you're like, the reality is I got the first person he stabbed me.
You are correct. That was a nah, but so much of it was true.
Yeah, it's all true up until... Instead, at Diamond Creek, the station before Hurstbridge, police got on the train and were like, he was also drinking wine from the bottle. Which he
he's just going to the gym.
Drink. I forgot about that. He was like, hey, have a sip of wine. I'm like, I don't want to. He's
wine
like,
and cheese? Mate, have a perfect combination. Yeah. Wine, really? Cheese, a bit of denim. Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, what a night. And then, the cops got him. Were like, mate, you're not allowed to drink on the train. And they got him off. So somebody must have seen it and called the police for me. But I nearly died that night. That was after we'd had Mexican food.
Oh, no.
You would have been like, bye, Jackson. Dead on the train. So filleted like a cheese.
I don't mean to take umbrage with the game.
Yes.
But how much of a story can... be true. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
what if it had
lie.
Been an apple instead of
it was
cheese?
A lot,
but everything
one bit a bit different.
I said he threw cheese at him and said, "You've just ruined my cheese." That's I made that bit up, Dave.
That's different enough.
Well, but she did her best. She did her best.
Yeah, she got a point.
Oh, she got it right?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm trying.
Trying.
Because it ended with running, and I was like, Josh obviously does not know him that well.
Yeah, right, so my mistake.
To Jackson. Now, when David was 12 years old, he used to go over to a friend's house whose parents were very strict by making sure all doors were open at all times, including the toilet.
Oh my God.
While David was in the toilet, the mum knocked on the door and asked him if he was all right. David said, yes, I'm just doing a poo. When she opened the door just a little bit and said, just leave this open, please. Yeah or nah?
What was the parents' fear? What were they afraid of?
Did you as a child ask that tough question?
No, because they moved out. They lived behind us the town of Pōpunka, Victoria. And they moved out. They moved to the outer suburbs of Melbourne. What's the fucking area? It doesn't matter where they moved to.
Yeah, sure.
But I'd already went to high school. They were gone.
Okay.
So it was definitely weird. I didn't go over there much. It took me a few visits to sort of work this out, of course. But my parents were very strange about me going over there after that.
I understand.
Especially when she said, just leave this open, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, what were the kids like? Was it the kind of thing where maybe the parents were like, we got to be able to get them at any opportunity?
Like, got to grab them and run.
Yeah.
They were different kids. They were probably a little bit Eltham. I'm joking. Okay. No disrespect to anyone.
No,
I love Eltham. I don't know what they even meant, that comment. They were two brothers.
Hippies,
Two brothers, the Weimer brothers, David and Mark Weimer.
The Weimer brothers.
Oh,
that's
good
so close
bullying
to
name.
Weiner.
They were bullied, of course.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Bit.
Yeah, with a name like that.
Weimer.
Was it the whole family? Did they have any other strange cares, strange ways of being? The whole family?
I had dinner there once.
Yeah, I was hoping you had.
And I don't remember what we ate, but I just remember they were very sort of strict about how we had to, like, manners. They were very, very weird about it. Like, to the point where I felt very uncomfortable.
Okay. Do you think that when she knocked on the door, she had noticed that it was shut? Like, was that the purpose?
Yeah.
That she was like, oh, no.
Why is the door, why is the door in my house?
Did you ever bring it up with your friends?
Yeah, I remember saying, it's got fucking hinges, woman. No, use them. No, but... No, I just thought it was...
You just sort of accepted it as part of the house.
Well, no, I was shocked. I had my pants down.
Yeah,
I was obviously. A kid.
But I mean, like...
So how old were you, just to clarify?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Like 11?
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that's older than I was imagining for some reason.
Well, no, because if they're really little, you can kind of understand why the
doors... That's what I mean, it's
weird,
right? It's not like it's... Like, yeah. I was not a toddler. I wasn't sort of five or six even. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
You shit on your own at 11.
It's affected me long. No, I don't think it has.
Yeah.
I can't believe Josh has even remembered me telling this story. But yeah.
Oh man. It's the kind of strange thing that could. We all had like friends with going to a friend's house as a kid was like going to a different country. Yeah. Like you were like, what are the?
Totally.
I remember being forced to eat a quail at a friend's house.
Not that's forced. Insane. That's just not a bad thing.
They forced me. I was like, I don't want to eat quail, and they were like, eat this.
It's
quail.
A luxury food.
They also said that if I ate an artichoke wrong, I would choke and die, which I only found out like 2 years ago was a lie. Do you know how much I'm scared of artichoke because of that?
Sure.
And you were like, it's got choke in the title.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. They were like, the furs, if you don't get the furs off
the
core.
It's also got the word art in it. This man, I just want to say the father once, he was working on his car, and Mark Weimer, who is the older one that I was sort of the better friend of.
Sure.
I didn't know anything about cars. I only got my license like last year, and he made me... Like, he was working on the car with his head in the father, who was this strict, weird fucking dude. And he just said to me, David, meaning me, can you just turn the car over, start the car? Mm-hmm. And I was like 11. I didn't know how to insert a key into an ignition. And I was shitting myself. I remember it was like pure fear.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, just do it. And I was like, okay. And just sort of, you know, tried, pretended my way through starting a car. But that's just a weird
memory. No, I reckon, I believe this.
You say yeah?
This is like, everybody's had a variation of this experience, so I'm very willing to believe this is yours.
You are incorrect. It was nah. Point that for Dave.
Oh, man. Well
good
done.
Line. That was good.
I'd never... I just had to go into like these fucking pricks that I knew as a kid. I was like,
he's Weimer kids.
Do you even had a surname? That was phenomenal.
Oh. Yeah,
you were
prepared. A friend of mine used to spend a lot of time at his nan's house, and she had this thing about always going to the toilet with the door open because she was worried because friends of hers had died on the toilet, but they'd fallen forward. So to get them out, they had to have their neck broken. And so she was like, "No, we're always gonna have the door open from now on in case when I'm sitting on the toilet."
Get a sliding door, Nan.
These are old people.
This is an old person. This is what their life's like. They've got to think, "All right, if I die, I don't want someone to come in and break my neck,
man,
and then have to wipe my ass."
How many did you know many Nan kids growing up? Kids that they had like a. I had so many of my friends. I don't know why. Like I feel like a statistically anomalous amount of my friends. Hung out at their nana's house as opposed to their parents. That was just like a normal thing.
Yeah.
It baffled me
growing up. I had a few, not too many.
Yeah, I had like six.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Nans aren't
that
good.
That fact is wild.
Thanks.
Anyway.
Now, to David. Now, one of Joel's mother's first sexual encounters was with an Israeli soldier. Many, many years later, Joel's brother's first sexual experience was also with an Israeli soldier.
Mm.
Joel loves to believe that these two soldiers are a father and son who both have a thing for Zamets.
Yes.
Yeah or nah?
Story checks out.
reasonable.
I like it.
No follow-up question.
Let me think. It's just ridiculous enough that it's good stuff. But, No, it's actually baffled me a little bit because it's like some of it...
There's a lot to take in.
Where did you meet... Say the your Israeli soldier. Let's call.
Where did
no,
I meet?
Joel's
I didn't
brother.
Meet my mother.
Did you
mother? No,
mother and brother.
Mother and brother.
Had a thing for Israeli soldiers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I missed that weird detail.
Joel's thing's more Palestinian soldiers.
Sure. Yeah, well said. It's a tough household. do you? Is your this? Is your brother? Is it a male?
Yes.
It's a male.
It's a brother.
So, yes.
No, your brother. What?
My brother
had a relationship
same
with
mother.
A soldier.
Awesome. Okay. Yes.
The soldier is a male.
Yes. My brother is gay, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if he wasn't, good on him yeah. for going there anyway.
He could have been bi, yeah.
But how did he meet this soldier?
Well, do you know? I don't know the full details,
it's
but it was when...
He's not you. He's like, you don't have to know. Really,
yeah. I do know it's like when my mum went back to Israel with my brother because for some weird reason my mum has passed on her his, like, love of like the Middle East and like the Arab world to my eldest brother. And so they kind of went to Israel a couple of years back. Oh, not a couple of years back. Man, wow, we've aged a lot. He's 40. Wow. Yeah. Oh, man.
That was cool to watch.
Oh, no.
You're all going to die soon. You're all going to die soon.
Cool to watch you realize your own mortality
right
here
before
in this
our
studio.
Eyes.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And I miss sort of the your mother.
Yes.
Met this man after your father?
No. This was
her
like
first
a
first.
Oh, this is way back before yeah, you were.
Yeah, before I wasn't even conceived.
Conceived of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She was over. It was like during, I want to say like the 60s or whatever, where like kibbutzes were a big thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where it was like, yes, we're gonna go over to Israel and work in like this little working commune thing. And she fell in love with this Israeli, or maybe didn't fall in love. I'm just adding that she fucks some Israeli soldier.
Yeah. Get some mama's out.
It's crazy enough to work. I'll say yeah.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Dave.
Sorry, I wasn't following it as well as
that's all right.
Typical quirk fashion.
Well done.
So,
great. The Israeli soldier gave my mum a bullet, like a spent bullet shell, a bit of a souvenir.
Did your mum still have it?
No, she hid it in like a toothpaste. Like and then rolled it up that's... and then border security got it. Mum was like, no, it's not like a war bullet, it's a love
bullet.
A spent bullet for a small penis.
Mum, at the end of the round, the scores are Jackson still on 1 point. Zoe on 5 points. Ooh. Joel on 5 points. Yes. But now in the lead on 6 points is David Quirk.
Well done. It's looking good.
Looking good.
It's my day.
I reckon I can take it back.
I reckon you can.
I can claw my way up.
There isn't another thing.
All right, this round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions all about you four. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points.
Ooh,
it is still anyone's game.
All right.
Apart from Jackson's. Okay, question one. Whose mum recently told them that their father's medication is making him involuntarily ejaculate?
Jackson.
Yes, Jackson.
Joel.
You are correct, yes.
Yes.
That rolls.
Close family?
Tell me the story.
Like, mum was like, oh, that's not this new medication, because he stuffed up his foot a couple of years back, and he's like, reading out the, like, gave me the box, and he's like, your dad's having every single symptom. I'm reading down, being like, really, Mum? Every symptom? It's like, oh no, maybe just, the majority. Then my dad comes out, yep, every symptom.
Amazing.
Wow. Thank you, family, for this. Happy Easter.
Question two. Whose cat had 11 firefighters come and rescue it?
Joel.
Yes,
Zoe.
Joel. You are correct.
Yeah, Stringer. That cat.
That cat wants to die.
Yeah.
Your cat's name is Stringer Bell?
Yes. I named him after Idris Elba because I thought that would bring us closer together.
What, you and the cat?
Yeah, you and the cat.
No, me and Idris. I mean, now me and the cat are real close, so it's like, it's fine.
Going through your tweets, I noticed you do tweet about Idris Elba quite a bit.
Yeah.
One of the ones you tweeted was that he is such a shame he was Stringer Bell in 2003 when no one, and he didn't win Hottest Man then.
It's the fact that we had to wait like fucking 15 and a half years. It's astounding. It's that show is so good.
He
so long
wrong.
Ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay, question three. Who believes they have ADHD because when they took methamphetamines, they just got really sleepy?
Zoe.
David.
Oh. I heard Zoe first.
Damn it.
Yes, you are correct, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
How sleepy did you get?
I went to sleep.
That's
sleepy.
I went to sleep. I was like just real drowsy. And my mate, who was, a drug dealer, was just like, you okay, buddy? I'm like, it's real sleep. He's like, do you have ADHD? I'm like, I don't know, maybe. He's like, that's a sign. I'm like, I'm going to go to bed.
And then did we ever revisit this?
No. That was, God, I'm 33. Oh, no.
Question four. Who was once bit by a bird while masturbating?
David.
Yes, David.
It's got to, no.
I don't know.
Oh, then Joel?
You are correct. Yes, it was Joel. Yeah.
What bit by a bird?
How dare you hide this story from us?
I was going to say Zoe, but it felt too rude. Oh,
too soon?
It's 2019. Yeah. Women can get bit by birds.
I just didn't want that to happen to you.
Thanks. It's really nice to visualize me and my one cat and many birds.
Yes. Just sending down. Yeah.
So let's talk through how this chain of events.
Well, so intrigued. I used to breed budgies when I was like in primary school and high school.
We did not know these.
You bred
fish. Fucking virgin.
Budgies is bad.
Look, fair. And so he said, breeds, and I had one that I kind of like reared from like an actual like chick, like a hatch or whatever. And that was like kind of like the inside one. And so I used to like, you know, let it free and roam the wherever it was like in our rooms or the lounge room or whatever. But like also, I was a horny teen.
Yeah, I get it.
So like, masturbating's great.
Yeah.
And so like, the bird was flying around. And I'm like, I guess it's fine.
Uh-huh.
And so I began to jerk off. It landed on my thigh, didn't know what was happening, and just attacked my penis.
I said, bit your dick.
Yeah.
Your
holy
dick.
Shit.
Bit
as
your
it
dick.
Should.
Holy shit, Joel Zabit.
Wow. It's so nice to know after this many years of knowing each other, we still have stories.
There's just so much to discover.
Speaking of masturbating, question 5. Who was once interrupted while masturbating because their housemate found a dead cat?
No one's jumping at them, are they?
Jackson.
Zoe says Jackson. You are correct. Yes, it was Jackson. Yes, point.
It wasn't a housemate, though.
Oh.
It was a friend. Maybe I missed. It was a friend who'd come to stay.
Mm-hmm.
They left. I was like, well, time to jerk off. Then they came back and they're like, I have a dead cat in my car. And then we were like, we got to call the people.
Did they kill the cat?
No.
Okay.
But that person is in the room today.
Funny story.
Oh.
Good old friend Joel Zammert probably killed the cat because he'd been there earlier as well, and then he left.
And then, like, I did run over. Well, I was driving, and then like a cat shot, you know, died in front of him. Like, ah, shit, and you know, hit the cat. And I'm like, dang. But it was like 3:30,
maybe
4 a.m. I'm just like, I'm so tired, and I don't want to go and spend now searching for a cat. If it's fine, it's fine.
I was in a car with a person once who I think it was a cat, and they hit it in their car and just went, no, it was a possum, and did not look back at all.
That person
did
is
not,
a horrible
did
sociopath.
Not even blink. No, it was a possum. And it was like,
wow.
Tell you who it was after.
We delivered the cat back to the owners, and then my friend was like, oh, Jackson, let's have a cup of tea. That was traumatic. And I was like, I guess. And then we had, and then I finished. I think it's a testament to my power that I stayed horny throughout. At no point was I like, well, no.
Mum, it's gone.
That's not a good thing to find out. It's not a good thing to find out about yourself. Like, dead cats or what get you off.
I put the bird back in its cage and continued.
Yeah, absolutely.
These things happen.
Question 6. Who had Qantas lose their iPad? Qantas lost this person's iPad.
Jackson.
Yes, Jackson. You were going to say David? You are correct. Yes, it was David, yes.
Not funny, but yes, true.
Were you about to pick yourself?
No, I said David to...
throw you off.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Oh, man, you're a master.
He's good.
Yeah,
he's
I don't
good.
Know how it was going to work for me. So now I think about it. I'm glad you got it before.
Now, you say they lost your iPad. You left the iPad on the flight.
Yeah, that's not of your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's a real sore point, actually. I was flying from Adelaide to Melbourne. I definitely remember using my iPad on the flight, and I put it in the behind the seat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then got off, and then was on the Skybus. This feels like I'm trying to make up a lie now. I'm just trying to recall. I was on the Skybus.
Yeah.
Headed home when I... No, I realised as soon as I got off and got picking up my bags, I'm like, wait a minute, oh, my fucking iPad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I do all my work on my iPad, at least. So it was my computer, basically.
Sure.
And they said, well, get someone to walk through the plane and have a look. And they did that. They said, we've recovered an iPad, were their words. We'll just get it back. This is the guy at the lost property. He said, they've recovered an iPad. They're just bringing it to me now and we'll see if it's yours. I'm thinking, well, it clearly would be.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
No, what was it? I'm fucking totally ruining this story because I was on something about... By the time I got the info that they'd found the iPad, I was on the Skybus.
You were like, so you were out.
I'm trying to remember why I left the fucking airport. Then they said, there's no iPad, sorry. And I'm
that's
like,
so
what?
Weird.
There was an iPad. You found an iPad on the... Anyway.
What happened?
Like,
that's such a mystery.
I also
it's really bizarre.
Because I've also lost an iPad on like a plane, but I only noticed several months later where I was like, where's my iPad?
It's really
I found two iPads in lost property.
Enjoy.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Question 7. Who is currently undergoing hypnosis therapy?
Zoe.
Yes, Joel. That is one point there for
what
you.
What for?
It was Zoe.
Can I ask?
Smoking.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
And it's working though, isn't it?
It is. It is. I'm on day 4. No smokes. I completely cold turkey, so it's super fun. But the reason this came up is that I was seeing my therapist and was talking about having anxiety related to a test I was sitting, and she was like, "Oh, we can just hypnotize you and then the anxiety will go away." And I was like, "Oh, hey, this would have been really helpful in the past 7 years of seeing you."
Yeah.
That would have been really great.
Finding out your therapist has
how weird.
Magic, basically.
Anyway, so we went and did it, and then afterwards I sat the test and everything was fine and I didn't have a panic attack, which is like the first time that's never happened. So I was like, "Hey, your voodoo magic worked." Made me quit smoking. And so I've just quit smoking. Like,
do you have urges at the moment?
No, I'm a little bit. I'm still going through the nicotine withdrawal. So I'm feeling physically sick, but I haven't wanted a cigarette.
Great. Have you been around any smoke yet?
Not really. I have a party on Saturday. That's going to be the
biggest. My cousin had hypnotherapy for his smoking and he quit. But anytime he's around smoke now, he's like, "Oh, I've got to get out. It's fucking disgusting."
The therapy, apparently, I haven't smelt it yet, but apparently it's meant to smell like really metallic and like old Nana spoons.
It's
meant to be that sensation.
Right.
Yeah, that was like a weird cultural touchstone we all agreed
on. Yeah. Nan spoons taste wrong.
Yes. 100%.
Yes. It's like real silver.
I could picture them.
Yeah. It's just like a really metallic and I'm just meant to really hate the smell of it. Anyway.
No, this is good news.
Yeah. Question 8. Who was mugged in Bali where that mugger's got their PIN as well as all their bank cards?
Zammit.
Yes, Zammit.
Dave?
Yes, you were correct. Yes, a point there for Joel.
Oh, that sucks.
That was just.
Can I lie my way? What's it with all these terrible.
These are the stories you gave me. You gave me the mugging one.
Process of elimination of my life. I should have gone to Bali.
Too hot. Gone to Bali. Yes.
True story.
So was it like, how'd they get your pin?
Yeah, they were like, I was hoping this one was going to come up as a story I could embellish or because it's ridiculous. Should I quickly go through
it?
Okay, I was in Bali first time. I was there with my partner for various reasons. Holiday was the main one. I'm not an idiot. So basically I'd had a few drinks, which it probably has a bit to do with it, but I wasn't really super intoxicated. I had to go and withdraw money. I knew from an ATM, I withdrew money from the ATM. What my girlfriend later told me, she'd been there a few times, she says, "Oh, you remember that the money comes out first and then your card comes out at these ATMs?"
Sure.
Which if you think about it, that doesn't happen here, does it?
Yeah,
Your card comes out first and then... So I was just, I hadn't had money, I just got paid that day. I was like, "Great, finally I'm on this holiday and I've got some cash, great." So I was in a very good mood when I took out this, I think it was about 100 Aussie dollars, the equivalent, and left. Walked around the corner, walked, 50, 100 metres away, and then a local man came up, tapped me on the shoulder, said, "You've left your card in the machine." And I'm thinking, I have. Yeah, okay, thank you, man. I'm thinking, what a hero this man is.
Yeah.
But I thought, in hindsight, it's like, why didn't he tell me the minute he saw me do this? The plot thickens. Mm-hmm. I went back inside, not thinking, just freaking out, actually, going, "Oh, fuck, where's my card?" So I said to the guy, "Man, did the card come out and then go back into the machine?" Like, I'm getting quite intense. Like, "Oh, do you have the card? It's okay if you do, but do you have it? What's going on?" And he said, no, it's okay. Just, I've seen this before. Just put your PIN in." And I'm like, going, story doesn't check out, but I'm like, he goes, "Put your PIN in and the card will come back out." And I'm thinking, maybe it's these magical Balinese ATMs. I just was not thinking.
You're in a different country, maybe that's how it works.
I totally bamboozled.
You've lost your card, you've found your card.
I fucked the PIN up a couple of times. Like, I was getting it wrong, going, "Wait, maybe it's..." Anyway, probably showed him a version of my PIN at least twice. And, he said, "Just come back at 9 a.m, the man said. I said, "What happens then? Does someone..." And then he sort of, his English wasn't as crash hot all of a sudden, and then he sort of seemed to disappear. And I was like, "Well, clearly the card's gone inside the machine, and I'll just call the bank in Australia." And then left. And an hour later, by the time I'd sort of finally got on Wi-Fi to cancel my cards, I only had $600 in that account, and that was gone in 5 different transactions. And I was like, "That prick had my card, and he had my PIN." So that's the true story.
Sucks. Did you get that money back?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, so credit to the evil Commonwealth Bank, they paid it all back plus the transaction fee. I was very happy with that.
Oh, that's good. That's nice. Yeah.
$40 a transaction fee. They paid all that back. Very cool.
Wow.
Great.
Good on them.
So there's a happy ending iPadless life.
Question 9. Whose family was fine with them kissing their cousin because it was only their second cousin?
Oh, that would be
Zoe.
Jackson Bailey.
You're right. Yeah, point there for Zoe.
What is wrong with you?
We were like 7 and we would play Princes and Princesses at the marina where we'd kiss each other on the lips.
Why were we at the marina, Jackson?
My grandma lived on a boat.
Are you still together?
No. She became like a really right-leaning kind of racist.
The question still stands.
Well,
the question still stands.
She also really, the weirdest thing about that, and I only realized this when writing the story, is that everyone was so okay. I remember being in the back of my car, my grandma being like, "If you get married, you're second cousins. It's fine." That's crazy.
That's crazy.
And there's a photo of us kissing.
No.
We're very young.
No.
Where is that photo?
I don't know. It would have been like some photo trunk my parents had. But like everyone's like...
I think it's your Facebook profile picture. follow up question. Were you thinking about her the night of the dead cat scenario?
Whatever her name was. But man. Crazy. Crazy how no one was like, your second cousins, don't kiss. Everyone was like, well, whatever, if they're in love.
And our last question for the game. Who here only very recently got their license?
Zoe did.
Yes, you are correct, Joel.
What? How recently?
Friday.
This week.
Right, that's very recent. That's very quite recent, and I just said it earlier.
I was so confused.
I was like, I've already blown my cover.
Trick question.
It was what the hypnotism was for.
Yeah, it was what the initial hypnotism was for.
Was that the test you were
going
to take?
Oh, that was a test.
That was a test I didn't want to take. So I have really bad anxiety towards sitting tests and the idea of being judged, and it like fucked my brain up. So I just never sat my driving test and never, like, I was like, I'll just never get my license and it's fine and it's totally fine. And then, like three, 4 years ago when I moved back in with my parents in Eltham, I was like, oh my God, it's Eltham.
I need
to learn how to fucking drive.
Some guy's going to throw cheese at me on the
phone. Yeah, it's a whole thing. So then weirdly enough, Cass, who was on the show last week, she booked my hazards for me because I was too nervous to do it. Yeah. And she was like, I'll just do it. You're fine. I'll just do it. You've been saying that you're going to do it for the past 3 years and you haven't fucking
done it.
Did
you get nervous at that test?
Yep.
Even the hazard perception test? Yeah, fair enough. It's a little bit in.
Super. So actually Jack, Cass and our friend Adam all came with us and sat outside while I sat my hazards test. So I had someone to commiserate with if I fucked up.
So
we're good friends.
Driving itself doesn't scare you, but just taking the test.
Just taking tests. And so I did it. I passed, like, surprisingly. I just needed to not have a panic attack during the test. And then I did that and...
Hey, well done.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Now I still sound at Scar a lot.
Great.
So
it's good.
At the end of the game, the scores are Jackson Bailey on 3 points.
Yeah.
Hey. What? Come back here.
David Quirk on 7 points.
No.
Yay. Zoe Bellotta on 8 points. But our winner on 9 points is Joel Zammert.
Yay!
Thank you.
Well done, Joel.
Because you win, Joel, you get to plug whatever it is you want to plug first.
I guess a bunch
of pods.
Ooh, we can let's just plug sanspantsradio.com. It's where you can find all the too many podcasts that we do. There's Plumbing the Duster, Thumb Cramps, D&D's for Nerds, Shut Up a Second, How Good's Footy, Cynical Cartoons. We're missing any
Bad Family Circus.
Why am I sad?
Beaksofftd.png.
Just a filthy amount of podcasts available to you.
Great. And where can people find you on Twitter?
You can find me at GoddammitZammit, where I complain too much about cum, I guess.
Zoe.
And I'm at Zoe Sans Pants, and I'm on all those shows some of the shows that he just listed.
Excellent. Jackson.
At All Dogs Are Dead, as I said earlier, and it will not change.
It's different on Instagram, though, isn't
it? Oh, on Instagram, I'm Skeletons Have No Butthole, or just Hams Forever, or Handsome Dan. Could be any number of these.
See, this is why it's confusing.
David Quirk.
Anything I would like to plug, I'll put it on, apart from skateboarding, I'll put up things related to comedy and beyond on at Deadbeat. That's DEDBEET, like beetroot.
Oh, that's good.
DED.
Yeah.
BEET.
So make sure you follow them all. Hey, if you're in Melbourne, I'm doing a run of shows, the podcast live at the Catfish in November. So it's ages away, but tickets are on sale now. So I thought I might as well, because season pass is $75. That's 7 shows. And then a big Christmas show at the end of it. All the proceeds going to the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. Go to joshua.com.au for all the details. See you next time. Bye.
See you.
Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered.
Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.